Hi guys, this is Violet Cloud, and you're listening to another episode of Violet Cloud's Guide to Transgression. Hi guys, in this episode I'm going to talk about the pagan binary, which is, as I said at the last or the end of the last episode, the kind of pervasive gender dichotomy in Wicca and in much of paganism, in that, like, everything is gendered and paired in a heteronormative male-female kind of way. So the dichotomy of male and female gender and how it kind of permeates and saturates, like, every aspect of pagan life, or Wiccan life rather, and how certain things are divided, and characteristics are divided by gender, and things like that. And people just kind of take these ideas for granted without thinking, hey, is this a natural division, or is this our own societal and political and cultural influences and history and things like that? You know what I mean? I mean to say that fire is a, quote, masculine energy, and that it exhibits, like, certain aspects that are considered male, for instance, willpower and activity and light and things like this, and active energies and things like this. What is that saying? You know, if we can just stop to think about that for a moment, you know, that's basically equating all those qualities, ambition and willpower, etc., etc. That's equating all those things with a male energy. Now, that's not to say that what's equated with female or feminine energy, rather, aren't good things as well. But, well, let's look at some of those too. Let's say how the moon or nighttime darkness is often looked at as being, quote, feminine. What is that saying? You know, it's steeped in mystery. It's dark. It's carries a lot of secrets, things that are not in plain sight, things like that. And, you know, for each of these things that I just discussed, for each of these examples, we can see how a lot of this kind of contributes to negative views of each of the genders in our society, or leads to negative relations between the two major genders in our society. So, yeah, I just think that should be questioned. I think that's a very important thing to question, because, you know, it lends so much to the Wiccan notion of balance and how we need to balance these energies, because somehow they're opposites, you know. And that, you know, it's also implying that they're at war with each other. They need to be balanced, you know. There needs to be an equal dose, I guess, of each, you know. And I just find that problematic for the reasons I mentioned. And also, I mean, this might be like a strange concept to many of you, but also, I mean, there are things in between, and there are things, like, outside of that dichotomy, and I consider it to be a very false dichotomy of, you know, masculine and feminine, because those are constructions, really. I mean, if I'm to say that I'm feminine, that means that I'm acting out certain characteristics that our culture lists as feminine. And, you know, of course, in the past, you know, if I were to wear what I'm wearing right now, pants, that would be considered masculine. And there would be all these different associations with me, whereas now that's considered kind of okay. You know, so anyway, these are all things to consider as far as, you know, the dichotomy or the gendering of the gods and the goddesses. Some people will say, well, you know, we have male and female energies, etc. All of us are partially male or female as far as, you know, characteristics and stuff, and then we have to kind of nurture the balance of the both of them inside of ourselves. Then why name them male and female? You know what I mean? That's still rooted in the idea that certain aspects of, or certain characteristics are solely male or solely female. So that kind of doesn't make sense. But we're saying that these energies are rooted in or generated from femininity and masculinity, and that these supposedly natural traits, you know, subscribe to each by nature, and the functions of these sex organs that we have, you know, like it's linked somehow, like it's inexorably linked, you know, like they're, you know, for example, like, you know, so because many females also have a working uterus and ovaries and lactate after pregnancy, then anything nurturing is female. You know, like anything nurturing is female energy, and so on and so forth. And like we have links of this sort of thing with masculinity as well. So yeah, I mean, we can see how this is a problematic issue for, well, most people, but also especially for homosexuals, bisexuals, trans people, you know, genderqueer people, and simply women who can't or don't want to bear children or be mothers, and anyone who just kind of doesn't completely fit into you know, the gender norms. So simply it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so you know, I hopefully you're understanding what I mean by, you know, being so bothered by this. It's because you know, we shouldn't be putting our own gender norms and you know, these kind of sexist ideas into our religion and scribing those things onto the gods and the elements and astronomical bodies and herbs and tools, and just everything seems to have a gender. And what is that really saying? We've really got to look into that. Something I didn't mention was the concept of polarity, and that's what I meant when I was saying that they're considered opposites, male and female, god and goddess, that they kind of polarize each other, that they and also that they it's only those two things that encompass, you know, the entire universe, and everything can be, you know, split up between male and female, like, you know, French nouns or something like that. I mean, that's, you know, it's just that, I don't know, unsettles me somehow. You know, I just wonder if anyone else has, I mean, I wonder, I know that other people have thought about this issue in particular, and I don't know. I mean, on one hand, it's very liberating, right? I mean, that's why many of us got into it, because it celebrates the female as well. and it respects the female as well. Sometimes, unfortunately, even more so than the male. And still, in some denominations, or, well, I hate that word, but in some on some paths rather. But anyway, yeah. So it's. It's, I don't know, it's kind of hard to juggle that. I mean, I can remember my initial introduction into Wicca and paganism, or neo-paganism, and this whole concept of goddess, in the modern context, not just reading some old Greek plays or something like that. I mean, in a modern context, in that, that there is a female god. Just the concept of that, I can remember, some of my first feelings on that, feeling so, like I've come home, like I've been awakened, like I was worth something more than, mother of the son of God type of thing, And I don't mean that literally, but you know what I mean, that there was a religion out there that respected women, that recognized them not only as creatures of creation on earth, but creatures of creation in the universe, and that the energy of creation could be labeled as female. Now let's flip that coin and look at that, like, why label that as female? Men create too, I mean, if we get down to the kind of molecular level, we're all creating all the time. Like, it's such an essential part of everything and everyone, and everything is, whose genes decides what sex the baby is. It's the male, because they're, I mean, the woman is going to give an X gene anyway, and the male is the one that has both X and Y, so, whichever one gets there first, pretty much. But, in some ways, or in many ways, dependent on the male. So it's something that's in everyone, regardless of body type and regardless of gender, which are two different things, okay? Think about it. It is important, I mean, that's where you start. God is where you start with any kind of religion, I mean, you want to look at any religion, you ask first, what's the God like, or what do you worship? That's like the first question. What do you worship? What you see as the creating force, how you view that is going to flavor how you practice, and it's gonna, kind of show you the path. I mean, if I view my God as a very dominating, patriarchal, rigid, rule-setting kind of guy, my practice might have a hierarchy, might have something like a monarchy, might have very strict ritual that's uniform. It might have clear boundaries between different people within the group, within the adherents of the faith. And, well, you get the picture here. You know what I mean? So it all starts from the God, and that's where you have to go, or that's what you have to decide first. So, by me, like, completely being confused, well, not confused, I mean, I know how I view a deity, but it's just, certain things are kind of hard to reconcile, I mean, I like, calling her she, but, ellipses here, if you get what I'm saying. Anyway, okay, hope I gave you even more things to think about, and there probably will be a third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh recording on this. Okay, so talk to you soon. Bye.